The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. We have a couple of ladies in the studio today. We'll be talking about the upcoming group set, County Can Council. Our guests today include Shannon Hessling, fundraising chairperson and board member, and Michelle Wurzbicki, a board member as well. We are going to get the show rolling. First of all, CAN Council. What is the Huron County CAN Council? Basically, what does it do? You're getting tongue-tied.
I am. The CAN Council's vision is all children in Huron County will grow up in safe, supportive environments. So it is a group of board members. There are 16 board members and 19 general members that make up the board that we meet quarterly and get together to talk about ways that we can bring prevention of child abuse and neglect to the county here.
And basically, you are looking to focus on our county in particular, our particular problems, our particular needs, which vary quite a bit from larger cities and urban areas.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. All the money that the CAN Council raised stays in Huron County.
Basically, if people are wondering, what basically type of programs do you cover? Just a nutshell, are we talking a wide variety, a gambit? People might not, you know, you'd think of certain basic kind of programs, but a lot of programs are out there that actually help prevent abuse.
Mm-hmm. Right. Specifically, I know the CAN Council supports the program that I work with called the Family Mentor Program, which is the home visiting program for the prevention of child abuse and neglect for families age through expectant moms through age 5. So they're a big supporter of the program that I work with, and that is hands-on in the home working with the families for the prevention of child abuse and neglect.
Because you stop it early. Mm-hmm. Your type of
yes.
program is stop it early, don't let it become yes. a habit that's hard to break.
Yes, and sometimes hopefully break generational, break the generation from it happening from generation to generation.
Because as a child learns, that's the way they think it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And even if they know in their adult mind, sometimes in this situation when it's tense and everything else, you revert back to what you knew as a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was used
yep.
to work.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have programs like that and a lot of other ones through the county, I would assume.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Period of Purple Crying is another program.
Now, that begs to be explained.
Okay, all right. It's shaken baby syndrome.
Okay.
And we have an education program up at the Huron Medical Hospital that...
They have DVDs that they offer to the families about the... There's a period of time when the babies cry, and sometimes it becomes overbearing for the families. So it teaches these families how to, that you're not alone, first of all, that things can be done, you need to take a breath, you need to relax, because this crying will stop, it will end, and it's for the prevention of shaking baby, because when parents do get frustrated, they may end up shaking their baby. So this is the prevention aspect of what to do before that happens.
Because in the extreme infancy, they're delicate.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And
there's
no getting around it, and damage done is oftentimes not reversible.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's a lifetime problem, and
right.
that just makes the problem worse later on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another program that I've actually witnessed the other day watching a presentation done in the classroom is a Talking About Touching program, and that is where they have people go through from the CAN Council to the classrooms all throughout the school districts here in Huron County that do a sexual abuse prevention
awareness
and what to do, talk to the kids in an age-appropriate manner of what to do if somebody is touching you and how to tell people, no, stop, and things like that.
Every kindergarten and third grader gets mm-hmm. this in Huron County.
Because at that age, they don't necessarily equate it with the sexual end of it. They just know it feels wrong and it feels bad and they
exactly.
don't want it and mm-hmm. they don't know how to stop it. And you help give them a little direction on who would be good to talk to make sure that this stops.
Exactly.
Yes.
Another program that we sponsor is postpartum support group. And that
we've all heard of postpartum depression.
Yes, absolutely.
And this, that is not a quasi fake thing that happens.
Right, absolutely.
And people need to know it could happen, and there are things to watch out for and things you can do to try and, you know, get you through it.
Yep, absolutely.
You do the baby pantry as well?
Yes.
Do you help with that?
Yes, we do.
Yep, we're a supporter of the baby pantry. They're kind of rolled right into our grant that we fund them to help so they can keep services going to all the families that are needy.
And what types of things are in the pantry? You think of the pantry, you think of food, mm-hmm. but does it go on to clothes and other types of
diapers,
things?
Diapers, formula.
All these things that people mm-hmm. need mm-hmm. and can be very expensive mm-hmm. because they grow out of them about as fast as you look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're done with them and if they're in good shape, then you can donate them back and the next person can use them. Because kids at the age of 7 months are not fashion plates looking to, oh, I don't know, these aren't designer bibs.
Yes, they have many clothes, I think, in all ages, you know, in sizes. And then they have, like Michelle said, the formula, and they have diapers that they are able to give out there. Sometimes larger items are available, like a baby swing, or, you know, it depends on the donations that come in, I think, there. But it is a very worthwhile cause for the families in Huron County.
And a lot of people are struggling, and it yeah. helps to get the kids what they need
yep.
at those young ages. Well, terrific. All of these things, you don't necessarily fund it all the way through. You're sort of an assistance, another funding source for them that they can rely on to help get them part of the way through?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any programs of your own, or is that something that you're more of the advocate to help what works and find what works and then support that?
People can apply for grants on a yearly basis, and I think that comes up in the summertime, maybe July?
Or August.
It's in the summertime. We'll be having press releases when it's about time that programs can ask for support. So like the Family Enrichment Series, they do the Love and Logic classes and things like that. They put in a request last year. So that's how we fund them throughout the year. Things like Talking About Touching, that is something that the council puts on specifically for themselves. You know, it's not that they contract out or have anybody write a request for. That's something that the CAN Council provides.
And I imagine, you know, organizations out there that deal with child abuse, they're more than willing to help get you speakers and stuff for these types of things. So mm-hmm. it kind of flows with their nature, too, their mm-hmm. programs.
Yes. Right. Yep.
And basically, do the groups have to come back with a report at the end of the year as to how they spent? I imagine you want, mm-hmm. you know, auditing to make mm-hmm. sure it's going to the right things. But, I mean, do you look, is it result-based? Is it something that you, because it seems like it'd be hard to quantify, you know, how many abuses were circumvented. You know, it's almost, it seems like a difficult thing to actually come up with a number.
Mm-hmm. There are reports that are required. Every program that we sponsor does have to do a report, and they get those reports into our coordinator, who takes them all and coordinates them and sends it on to the state, because we do receive money from the Children's Trust Fund of Michigan. So we have to report back to them how the money is being spent.
And that's the checkoff on the taxes people
absolutely.
Are just starting to do right now, is the Children's Trust Fund checkoff for a couple of dollars to go, and part of it goes to child abuse programs like this.
Right, right.
Okay. Why don't we get into the roofs? You've got this coming up. How many years have you done it? It's been a long time, because I know I've remember it from years and years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This year is the 18th annual.
So you're legal now.
Yeah. You got to be 18 to be on the roof.
So kids that are 18 on the roof were just being born when
right.
you started.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We don't have to tell them that when they come.
Yeah, we've been doing this since you were in diapers yourself. And basically, the program is you're at McDonald's Food and Family Center, who's been very generous through the years to a lot of organizations, including yours.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. McDonald's Food and Family has been wonderful. They not only provide the space for us to use for the whole day, you know, and it is a big operation because there's teams constantly in and out of that store all day long, and there's mass chaos of people sometimes. But they also donate the soup that we sell for in lunchtime. This year, we're adding something new to the roof set, which they're going
seat
to...
Seat warmers?
Yeah. we should sell those.
Yeah, good idea.
We are doing breakfast sandwiches in the morning, and they are donating. They're taking their costs out, but giving all the profit to us for that, which is very generous of them, because that's something that we thought we'd try this year, just to help the morning shifts out a little bit, to keep them going.
Because you start early at 8.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This
yep.
is an all-day affair, business hours
yep.
day mm-hmm. affair.
Yep. First teams are on the roof at 8, so we're... They're
by
bright and
seven.
Early setting up mm-hmm. and getting ready, and the last team gets off the roof at 5 o'clock, so...
And what do they do on the roof, other than look down at everybody yeah. else?
They wave and...
Do they bring their own banners as to
yes,
what their organization is?
They can,
is
yep, they can. Balloons, there's been balloons up there, there's been...
I know somebody built
costumes.
A snowman one year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't think they'll have trouble finding snow
no.
this year.
No. Yep, and they raise a lot of money. They cheer and they wave and get the cars to honk as they're driving down the road. And mm-hmm. it's the main thing with the roof sit during that hour that they're up there is more of the public awareness. Sometimes in the years past, I know people have gotten off their phone and started calling people and pledging up there, saying, hey, I'm on the roof. It's cold. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do for me? And they did the pledging of the money that way, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, you're on the roof in the middle of winter. Shouldn't this be for mental health? But it is for child
yes.
abuse and neglect
yes.
programs in the area. And basically you get different groups up there each hour. Do you have several an hour? I mean, I don't know how many you get. You know, there's only so many hours between 8 and 5.
Usually there's about two teams at a time on the roof.
And let's see. This year we actually have 6 teams that are on a third team. So some hours we do have... 3 teams coming at once, so that's really going to be a lot of people during that the switch off times of getting people on the roof and getting them down off the roof, so we're going to be busy.
And you've got a wide variety of groups that participate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You were kind of mentioning before the show here with me, you've got banks.
Yes.
You've got the Sheriff's Department, they come every year.
They come mm-hmm. every year, yes.
You've got Thumb Area Transit, they're not going to take a bus up there, but some of the personnel will be there. You've got fire departments, schools even participate.
Schools. Yep, schools, mm-hmm. hospitals, Department of Human Services, the Huron County Health Department, the Huron ISD, the courthouse has a team, some individual teams like Sean's Voice. She is the person that's spearheading that is Elizabeth Hurd. She's our publicity person, and that's a great cause that's near and dear to her heart. And then Michelle has a team.
Mm-hmm.
And you, from what we were talking a little bit before, you represent a number of Huron County businesses.
I do, yeah.
Small business owners?
Small business owners or large business owners, the ones that really can't make it on the roof. So I have my banner up there with their logo, their name underneath it. And so.
Now, does all the fundraising happen really before the event? Do the teams come in with the funds or the pledges, or are there people on the ground taking pledges at the same time?
Is that true. All of the above.
At the same time while they're up there.
Yep, all of the above. Yeah. You can actually fundraise the whole year if you want. It has to be turned in by February 28th. Typically, teams will fundraise the month of January and February. Mm-hmm. That's kind of typically how it works.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, nobody's thinking about a cold roof sit in August.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And you have other fundraisers through the year probably anyway that you're hoping mm-hmm. they're going to be more attuned to those, like
yes.
maybe a golf outing or
yes.
something
mm-hmm.
that they would think during the summer might be a little easier to get pledges for than a midwinter roof sit.
Right.
Okay. About how much money did you raise last year from this?
Last year we raised just under $18,000, which was...
Record-breaking.
Our goal was, I can't remember if it was 12,000 or 13,000, and we blew that away, and it was wonderful. And
this means a windfall when people come to seek funding from you.
Absolutely.
Because you can help more and more
mm-hmm.
groups because
yes.
you have more available.
Right, yes.
It isn't the hard choices of, well, you know, the pot's only this big.
Right, yes.
To do any good for any of you, you need at least this much amount, and it gets hard to turn people away.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we didn't raise our goal extremely a lot this year because we were a little worried that we wouldn't make $18,000 again this year, but we're really hoping to do even more than that. We'll see, you know, all these teams come, and it depends on how much they fundraise throughout the year and who they go after. And
do you pretty much know the day of as they bring it all into you, or is this something that, you know, it's still out there and they've got till the 28th of February,
yep,
and they're still out there really doing stuff?
Yep. We have people do bring in donations the day of.
That's the bulk of it, isn't it?
I
don't know for sure, but it is.
It depends, because there's times that we sit in the back and go, oh, no, you know.
Okay.
But then by the end of, and that was last year, we started off so slow, and we thought, oh, boy. And then we've just, like I said, raised almost $18,000 by the February 28th. So, I mean, it's really hard to say how that comes in and what's going to happen. But, yep, they can... As long as it's in the P.O. box by February 28th, we're good to go. We can count that. So.
And does it help that you raise all your funds locally through this? That, you know, a lot of times when you get federal or whatever kind of funds, there's all these little puppet strings that go with it.
Right.
You got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this. And you're just allowing the programs to do what they do best.
Yes.
With the funds you give them. If they have federal funds, then they still have to meet those requirements for those funds. But as far as your funding, you just look at the program and, you know, get us a report back and show us how you spent it and results-based, you know, if you figure how many people you helped, all the better.
Yes, and in we have to thank the community because they are the ones that are donating this small businesses,
absolutely,
the large businesses. And
it's actually so heartwarming.
Mm-hmm. Something better be warning,
you know,
about this.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I have a feeling with this winter, it's not going to be anything but cold up there.
Our hearts will be warm.
It's supposed to be a high of 18, so those 8 o'clock teams are even going to be colder than that.
And do they pick the hours they want? Or
they do.
No?
Oh. Yep. Yep.
So they knew it was going to be cold at 8,
yep,
so there you are. And this is like your biggest fundraiser of the year.
Yes.
Has it kind of reached a saturation point? I mean, do you think it get any bigger?
I mean, we always hope.
You always hope for a good turnout, but I mean,
yes,
is there,
yes,
anything you can do more? You know, have, I don't know, Santa Claus up there. I don't know.
We're always looking and taking suggestions from the public, too, because we talk about that at our fundraising meetings. What can we do different? What can we do to change it up a little bit? You know, after 18 years, we're doing the same thing. It's obviously working, so we don't want to change it up too much, but we're always looking for suggestions. So we offer that to the public, too, that if there are things that you want to see, you can always call us. We have a CAN Council phone number that you can call us in any time and make the suggestions. We also have the website that you can send us a contact information, and so we can change things up.
Our phone number is 989-550-6261. And our web is HuronCountyCanCouncil.org.
That's all one word, all small letters.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure if you Google Huron County Can Council, it'll probably help get,
yes,
you right.
Absolutely.
There,
we also have a Facebook page.
Everybody's
got a Facebook page.
Do you update that during,
absolutely,
this, during this,
yes,
event? So people, if they want to follow who's up there and see if they spot a relative, a friend, or...
We post pictures.
Or if the sheriff wants to see if there's anybody on there, I should have got a warrant for it.
You never know.
He's there at 8 o'clock. He's maybe looking around. And... So what do people need to do if they want to get involved? Is it a little too late this year, or can you
still? Never
too
late.
Never.
If you had a group and they wanted to go up there, you could find a way to get them up there as long as they, do they have to have a minimum contribution?
No. Every dollar counts. Every penny counts. They could just give us a call at the cell phone number, like she mentioned, the 550-6261. Anytime that goes to our coordinator, Kelly. She can get them hooked up. She has the team schedule, so she can fit them in. We actually have a couple openings. We have an 11 o'clock opening, a 1 o'clock opening, and a 2 o'clock opening that we're looking for some teams to fill. So anybody that wants to, we'd love to have them.
And how many people on a team? I'm sure Lowell doesn't want 100 people on his roof.
Right. A team would consist of usually about two people on the roof for that team, and then two people in the front of the store, or one, and then two people in the back of the store that take care of the soup sales and the sandwich sales. And then at the front, we have like a warming kind of station where we have hot cocoa and coffee as you're coming into the store for people.
No. You're probably going to have a lot of cleanup because people are shaking as they're holding that hot chocolate. And it looks like, you know, oh my God, it's all over the place. Lowell probably cooking it up.
That's why that one's outside.
Well, terrific. And again, if people want to contact you, that's that 989-550-6261 number they can call.
Yes.
And they can also get a hold of you if they have programs that they think might qualify for funding that deal with child abuse. I'm pretty sure after all these years that you've been around that most people know about you. But, you know, if there is something there that does affect trying to prevent child abuse and neglect, you can always find out if anything's available and get over there and donate some money so that there's more funds available to go around.
Yes, absolutely. And we're always, you know, like you said, we have the other fundraisers throughout the year, too, that we're always looking for donations from. When it comes to our golf outing in June, we're looking always for businesses, if they want, or individuals, to donate goods and prizes and whole sponsor signs and program sponsors and things like that. This year's golf outing will be held in Verona. It's last Wednesday in June. And sorry, I don't have the date with me right now. But it will be at Verona Hills.
June 25th.
Ah, thank you. And we also do the Family Fun Day at Key North Mini Golf, which is up in Caseville. And that's the June 16th from 2 to 7, I think.
Yeah, I think that was an old day. I have 2 to 8 there, but they changed that 2 to 7.
Yep, from 2 to 7 that night. And that's the business is wonderful enough to open up their place and let us come in and keep the profit of the families that are coming through to do the putt-putt and the go-karts and the slides and the water wars and all that fun stuff. So we're really grateful to that business organization, too, that opens that up to us for free.
Great. It's not a problem that isn't only in big cities. It's around in Huron County. Mm-hmm. I mean, we try to put our head in the sand and all that stuff and try to deny it, and a lot of times it's people you wouldn't even suspect. Mm-hmm. And it's great that there are programs out there alerting the kids, alerting the parents, and teaching the parents how to avoid this so that future generations don't grow up with it.
Right. There's another program, also that the CAN Council supports is the mandated reporting. They have a panel of people, usually a representative from DHS, Sheriff's Department.
Prosecutor, maybe?
Prosecuting attorney's office. Is there anybody else? I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't work with that program specifically. But they go and they do presentations to either businesses, agencies, organizations. We're hoping to do a community one coming up in March or April that they can talk to people and say, you are a mandated reporter.
What is a mandated reporter?
What is it?
And people need to know that there is a law out there that certain individuals, if they suspect something, they are supposed to report it.
Yes.
And it's not just, you know, the ER and your doctor and stuff. Schools do it, and there's a lot of other people who are in contact with children that they are supposed to report this. It's part of the law, and they need to know the process. They need to know what to look for, and they need to know what happens afterwards.
Right.
Also, if you're not a mandated reporter, it's nice to know that information as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so just because it's a mandated reporter training and you're not a mandated reporter, you want to take this training, please contact us. We'll set you up.
Yeah.
Because you may have a job that involves children that doesn't fall under all of these things the lawmakers have thought of so far. And anytime you can nip something in the bud, all the better.
Yeah. Right.
Well, terrific. Anything else we need to talk about other than the fact that it's coming up this Friday?
Yes.
McDonald's Food and Family Center, Northgate Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Going to be hard to miss.
Right. If by chance we do have bad weather, let's say Bad Axe school system is closed, then our roof sit will be not that day. It'll be the following Friday.
Oh, so And knowing this winter.
Right. Exactly. We don't know. So if the schools close, the Baddock schools are closed, then the roof sit will be the following Friday.
Friday will be breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 13 to 17 degrees.
Okay.
Well, pulled it right out of
there we go.
So I think you're looking good for Friday.
We are.
Barring Mother Nature throwing us another curveball. Yeah. And hopefully you have a good turnout and get a good result, and hope you let us know how you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we're going to be out there as well.
Part yes.
Of
the,
right.
The roof sit, so we'll be broadcasting, let people know what's going on. You can stop on by. You can contribute. You can heckle the people up there, you know. And
that's important to do. It really yes. is. It keeps the team going. Keeps the team. You know, team, it's fun. This is a fun day to raise money for such a serious cause and a worthy cause.
And if you're always looking for suggestions,
yes.
I think a slide.
A slide.
Yeah, $5. You take that slide.
There you go.
Obviously, I don't go on the roof, so...
You have to come to Family Fun Day, then, because we have a huge slide.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Well, thanks for being with us, ladies, and I hope you get a good turnout, and I hope that it helps raise awareness for the problem in the county. I mean, we kind of joke and laugh about here, mm-hmm. but it's not a joke. It's not a laugh to the kids going through this and the families that have to deal with the aftermath.
Right.
Right.
Thank you so much for allowing us here today.
I appreciate you coming out on the... wonderfully bright, sunny day that we have out here. Our guests today have been Shannon Hessling, fundraising chairperson and board member for the Huron County Can Council, and also board member Michelle Wersbicki. We've been talking about the roof sit, Huron County Can Council roof sit, Child Abuse and Neglect Council, coming up this Friday, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m., right on the roof of McDonald's Food and Family Center. Pull in the parking lot. I don't think you can miss it, because you're going to be wondering, why are people standing on that roof in the middle of winter? And I hope, again, that you get a good turnout and you get good results as far as your fundraising.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.